Quote, "By the 13th of May our ship was ready to sail, and the next day we were out in the open sea, on our way to Okhotsk. The weather was very clear and fine, but so intolerably cold that we were obliged to keep on our fur clothing. For some days we had very little wind. It was not till the 19th that a brisk gale from the northwest sprang up. An uncommon large whale, the body of which was larger than the ship itself, lay almost at the surface of the water, but was not perceived by anyone on board till the moment when the ship, which was in full sail, was almost upon him, so that it was impossible to prevent its striking against him. We were thus placed in the most imminent danger, as this gigantic creature, setting up its back, raised the ship 3 feet at least out of the water. The mast reeled, and the sails fell altogether, while we who were below all sprang instantly upon the deck, concluding that we had struck upon some rock. Instead of this, we saw the monster sailing off with the utmost gravity and solemnity. Captain DeWolf applied immediately to the pumps to examine whether or not the vessel had received any damage from the shock, but we found that, very happily, it had escaped entirely uninjured." End quote. Now, the Captain DeWolf here alluded to as commanding the ship in question is a New Englander, who, after a long life of unusual adventures as a sea captain, this day resides in the village of Dorchester near Boston. I have the honor of being a nephew of his. I have particularly questioned him concerning this passage in Langsdorff. He substantiates every word. The ship, however, was by no means a large one, a Russian craft built on the Siberian coast, and purchased by my uncle after bartering away the vessel in which he sailed from home. In that up-and-down, manly book of old-fashioned adventure, so full, too, of honest wonders, The Voyage of Lionel Wafer, one of ancient Dampier's old chums, I found a little matter set down so like that just quoted from Langsdorff that I cannot forbear inserting it here for a corroborative example, if such be needed.